As temperatures plunged during the 12-day cold snap that hit just after Christmas, many people across the East Coast reached for their thermostats, which increased demand for electricity. A new federal report finds that without coal-fired electricity, the eastern United States would have experienced blackouts during the so-called bomb cyclone winter storm earlier this year. The Department of Energy's National Energy Technology Laboratory says fossil fuels, coal, natural gas, and oil, accounted for most of the energy burned during the bomb cyclone. But coal really stepped up, providing 55% of the newly needed capacity. The report says fuel oil was also crucial for meeting surging energy demand. While natural gas plants met some of the additional energy needs, the analysis finds the surge in demand drove prices up, in some cases nearly 700%. Peter Balash, one of the report's authors, said in a press release that coal was the most resilient form of power generation during the event, and without it in the mix, that could pose a threat to the grid's dependability during future severe weather events. It's not the first time the Department of Energy has voiced concerns about the grid's resilience as electric utility companies retire more coal plants in favor of cleaner natural gas. The agency last year proposed a rule that would have required coal and nuclear plants to keep 3 months of fuels on site. The agency said the change was necessary in order to ensure the grid could handle future disruptions. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission in January rejected the proposal.